Sports Network. This season, you can follow the Hawks home and away as we'll broadcast all of their games on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and stream them live at shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's broadcast is made possible by the Monmouth University Department of Athletics in conjunction with Town Square Media New Jersey. Let's head down to the court and join Eddie Acapinti and Matt Harmon for tonight's game.
Good luck.
Good luck, sir.
And a very good Friday afternoon to everyone, and we are very happy to welcome you along to the first broadcast of Monmouth University men's basketball here on the Shore Sports Network in the 2011-12 basketball season. My name is Eddie Acapinti. I'll be your play-by-play voice for all the Monmouth University men's basketball games. I'm joined tonight by not Matt Harmon, but Steve Bazzaz, my broadcast partner. And before we reach Steven, it's my pleasure to welcome in Monmouth University assistant coach Rick Callahan, who will give us a little bit of a scoop on who the Monmouth Hawks will open up the 2011-12 season with tonight. The Hawks begin the year at the Pavilion on the campus of Villanova University. And Coach Callahan, the Hawks take on a very good, traditionally powerful Wildcats team tonight. I know you've looked at them more than anyone else on the staff. What do you have to say about this Villanova team?
Well, they're going through a little bit of a transition as well. They've got a lot of new faces that are both freshmen, and they have some new faces who have been here last year but haven't played in a whole lot of minutes, that a little bit unproven, and they're looking to prove themselves and show Coach Wright that they, you know, they're capable of continuing the very fine Villanova basketball tradition.
And you mentioned Coach Jay Wright, one of the elder statesmen in the Big East. Even though he's not that old of a coach, he's still been in this league a long time. He's won a lot of games. So knowing he's got a young team, how do you account for such a very good force on the other side like Jay Wright?
Well, he's a great coach. It's a great challenge for our guys. And it's not so much about Villanova. It's about Monmouth basketball tonight, about can our guys carry over into a game situation what we've been trying to get across for the last 4 or 5 weeks. And it's about us competing hard, executing our plays, and doing the things that we want to get done, more so than us necessarily playing against Villanova tonight.
And Coach Callahan, one quick one for you. What do the Hawks have to do tonight to be successful against Villanova?
We got to take good shots, be patient, don't get too excited here when the crowd gets a little loud, and guard and rebound. And if we give a great effort, we'll guard, we'll rebound, and then hopefully we'll take good shots here tonight.
Well, Coach Callahan, thanks for joining me. I know you got to go do your real job as an assistant coach. Good luck tonight.
Eddie, thank you, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.
Look forward to it. It's going to be a great run.
Thank you very much, Coach.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
I'm happy for Coach Rice. It's a unique experience.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Coach. That's Monmouth University assistant men's basketball coach Rick Callahan joining us here on the pregame show. And now I'm happy to welcome in my broadcast partner for the evening, former Monmouth University Hawk and Northeast Conference champion in his time at West Long Branch, and a classmate of mine, Steve Bazzaz. Steve, how you doing tonight, sir?
Eddie, I'm doing great. I appreciate that introduction there.
Steve, it's my pleasure. We've got our first game of the 2011-12 basketball season on hand tonight. It's the first time that the Monmouth University team has been broadcast along the airwaves of a station other than the student station since 1996. And it's a lot coming into this evening. Coach King Rice making his head coach debut in a hostile environment in Villanova. We're both feeling the excitement. What do you see coming into this game that not only Villanova presents to Monmouth, but what Monmouth has to look forward to in this first game in the King Rice era?
Eddie, what a difference a year makes. The half-court style of Monmouth basketball is now gone. The Hawks are going to go up and down the court. They are going to fly up and down. They're going to play aggressive defense. They're going to get in your face, and they are going to look to run. On a missed shot, they're looking to run. On a made shot, they're getting the ball from the out-of-bounds, from baseline out-of-bounds. They're going up the sideline, and they're looking to make a play. Defensively, like I just said, they're going to pressure the ball. They're going to get in the point guard space, going up and down the court. They're going to look to trap. They might trap ball screens. They might trap corners. They might trap off a baseline out-of-bounds. They're going to do everything they can to make it difficult for the opponent tonight and throughout the season.
And it will be a different style of Monmouth basketball that fans are used to seeing under head coach King Rice. And Steve, it seems as though King's already been the head coach for 4 or 5 years with how much he's kind of gone out and met all the local community. It's his first chance to be a head coach. You've attended more practices, I think, than anyone else, not named someone on the roster. What do you think the difference that he will bring to this program is, just from his energy and also just the perspective he's seen? He's played at North Carolina. He's coached at Vanderbilt and a lot of big-time programs.
You said it, Eddie. He's got this energy about him where he can really rally rally the troops around him and get them to play hard. The energy in practice from day one has just been incredible. It's just a contagious atmosphere around the program. You go into I went to the first practice, Eddie, and I wanted to do defensive slides around the gym watching practice. It was the energy in the gym is contagious, and it's not just from him. It's from his assistant coaches. It's from Coach Rick Callahan. It's from his teammates from North Carolina, Coach Brian Reese and Coach Derek Phelps, and from Sam Ferry, the director of basketball operations. It's all the energy in this program. It's just great to see. It's just a reinvigorating feeling around this program.
And we'll look now at the team that will take the court for the Monmouth Hawks in this game. It will have a similar look, but altogether a different look when you factor in that a lot of players that will see minutes tonight and this season have not had the opportunity to play collegiate basketball before. The projected starting lineup coming into this game is full of veterans. In the backcourt, it will be Deion Nesmith and Jesse Steele. Up front, it'll be Mike Myers, Kit, Ed Waite, and Phil Waite. So familiar names, but when you look at the bench, there's going to be players who haven't got a lot of time before playing in this contest, but also a veteran or two that has a chance to come off the bench and contribute.
Well, one of my biggest concerns going into this year, Eddie, is the depth behind in the front court, especially the depth behind Phil Waite and Ed Waite. I mean, once Phil Waite comes out of the game, if he gets into foul trouble, if he gets tired, and that's another thing, you've got a 7-foot guy running up and down the floor all game long. Now, they are in great shape. They are confident that they're in better shape than any team they play this season, no matter if it's Villanova, North Carolina, or Robert Morris. They think they're in the best shape than any opponent they'll play all year long. But with that said, fouls are going to happen. Guys are going to get tired. Who's going to come in off the bench and help, especially the front court guys, namely Phil Waite and Ed Waite?
This Villanova team that comes into this contest tonight, Steve, at the Pavilion, it may not be the best team Coach Jay Wright's had in his tenure here on the main line, but it's a team that has a few playmakers that can get some things done. They come into the season picked 8th in the Big East, which is lower than they're normally expected, but one of their players, Malik Waynes, was a preseason Big East all-second team member. He's really the returning star for Coach Wright's team. They have some other names that people are familiar with, and Muftau Yaru and Dominic Cheek and other players that have played big roles in the past, but now they're really counted on to lead this Villanova team, and a team that's used to going to the NCAA tournament and going deep in the tournament.
And Coach Callahan said it best, that they are in a team in transition. Corey Fisher is graduated. Corey Stokes is graduated. Antonio Payne is graduated. They've lost 60% of their offense from a year ago. Corey Fisher scored 15 a game. Corey Stokes was around 15 a game. Corey Stokes shot 42% from three. It's going to be interesting to see if they can find other shooters to replace guys like that. Corey Fisher shot 42% from the field. He was efficient. And Antonio Pena was 50% from the field. That's efficient basketball right there. Who's going to assume that basketball for Villanova this year? And that'll be interesting to see in this game. Which role player is going to step up? Is Dominic Cheek going to be that guy to step up into that role? Sophomore James Bell is another guy looking over the stats from their exhibition game. He was 8 of 10 from the field, James Bell. He might be the next guy to be that role player. So it'll be interesting to see. But Malik Wayans, like you said, Eddie, he's the guy. He assumes the mantle here that's passed from Mike Nardi and Alan Ray and Randy Foy and passed on from Corey Fisher, and now it's Malik Wayans. Kyle Lowry was another guy that was here and who's now in the NBA. Now Malik Wayans is the guy, and the Hawks are going to have to make this night for him very difficult if they're going to come out of here with a W.
Jay Wright has put forth a lineup as we take a quick look at the Villanova projected starters that is very backcourt-oriented. Nothing new for Villanova fans if you follow the program. They will start Malik Wayans in the backcourt with Dominic Cheek, a bigger guard at 6'6". A couple of younger players also slated to start, James Bell and Darren Hilliard. And then Muftau Yaru will get the start in the middle at 6'10" and 250 pounds. So now Monmouth will come into this contest, Steve. They may not necessarily be out-heighted by Villanova with Phil Waite and Ed Waite and players like that up front. But what Villanova does traditionally is they like to spread the floor, and Malik Wayans will be the catalyst for that as we enter tonight. What do the Monmouth Hawks, Steve, have to do in this contest to keep things close early and maybe have a chance to win it late?
Something that the coaches have been preaching since they've got here is play with energy. They're going to be aggressive on defense, and they're going to be fast on offense. That's the way that Monmouth basketball is going to play in the King Rice era. So, and that's what we're going to see here tonight. They've got to have energy. They've got to have intensity. And you know what? They can't back down from these guys. Last year's game at the MAC, there wasn't much buzz to it. It was a very lethargic type game. And it looked like the Monmouth players backed down from Villanova in that game. They came in with a lot of hype. They were ranked high in the country. they need to kind of role reversal, come in with an attitude, come in with some confidence, and not back down against Villanova here. We'll go over some keys to the game in a little bit, Eddie, but I think if Monmouth comes with energy, comes with an attitude, comes with some intensity, I think they can make this a game way into the second half, and they got a chance to come out of here with a W.
Well, Steve, you and I have both watched our fair share of Monmouth University basketball over the years, and we've seen a Monmouth team come into a season early on and play bigger teams who maybe underestimate the Hawks, maybe aren't prepared for the style of play, which obviously this year is different. The game that comes to mind most recently in my mind was back in the Paradise Jam a couple years ago. They stunned a couple of big-time programs, Wichita State down there, and then also bringing a couple years before back in Alaska when Monmouth went in and beat Southern Illinois 80-68 and should have beaten a very good South Carolina ball club. And if they don't lose point guard Tyler Azzarelli, they probably do win that game. So is it a situation where Villanova might think they know what Monmouth has been in the past? Obviously, King Rice is bringing a different element. No one has any film on anybody. This is kind of that unique game, and no one knows what to expect either way, especially what people can expect from the 2011-12 edition of the Monmouth Hawks.
One thing you know that is that Jay Wright will be prepared. I'm sure they've watched a little bit of tape. He might have gone to North Carolina tape. He might have went to Vanderbilt tape. You know that he's going to be ready, and you know that he's going to have his guys prepared, that Monmouth is going to take the personality of their head coach. Monmouth's coming in here, and they're looking to win this game. You know, this isn't just a game on the schedule. They're here to win this game. I can't wait for this game to tip off, Eddie. It's going to be great to watch Monmouth run up and down the floor. You'll probably see more ball screens from Monmouth tonight than you have in the last decade. And it's going to be great basketball to see. I'm really looking forward and looking at Ed Waite right there. That's the guy to me that it's going to make this team go. If Ed Waite can kind of come into that role as the go-to guy, I think this team has a lot of potential. And to surprise people, they were picked 10th in the NEC. They're picked 10th. Their top six guys are veteran guys. And once they get Marcus Ware back from injury, their top seven guys are all veteran guys. You put in a new coaching staff, you put in a new attitude, and you never know. I think this team, it can surprise a lot of people if everything works out okay.
There are some underclassmen that also expect to see some pretty serious minutes in this game. I know Austin Tillotson, the young guard, has been very impressive for Coach Rice in the preseason. I know Andrew Nicholas has a chance to see minutes, Michael Harris as well. So players that have never played before, and it's a new night for everyone. It's King Rice's first night. It's our first night here on the Shore Sports.